happy freezing cold Tuesday.
Yes, happy Tuesday.
Welcome to System Kids here on CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm Jaina. I'm one of the hosts, and I'm here with the lovely Marie.
Hello, hello. Yes, my name is Marie, and I am the director of Voices, Manitoba's Youth and Care Network.
That's her story, and she's sticking to it.
Sticking to it.
Yes, one of many beautiful hats that you wear, and now... Not only are you director, more importantly, you're a co-host. Hello. Yeah,
hello.
Rocking and representing for the young people.
Yes. Glad to return behind the mic. Years ago, when I first started here at Voices, of course, being the only staff person, the responsibility fell on me. But I'm so proud of the in-between that all the amazing hosts and co-hosts and producers that we've had over the years. We had Dustin, we had Shimon and Amanda. We had Sarah the Awesome. We had our students every once in a while. And now we have you for like the last 2 or 3 years, right?
It feels like longer than that.
Definitely pre-recording all through the pandemic.
Yeah.
And maybe a little bit before the...
Yeah,
so like at least 5 years.
Yeah, and also just guest co-hosting before that.
Yeah.
Back 2008, 2009 with Shimmy and many times joined Dusty over the years.
Yes. Long time. You love us long time.
Yes, yes, yes. All right. So what's going on, Maria? How you doing?
Well, you know, I was whining and complaining to somebody that last week when we did our weather update, it was supposed to be +6 on Monday. And it didn't occur to me that the only reason Manitoba would let us have +6 is if there's going to be snow.
Right.
I should have known. +6 meant snow.
Right. Well, we had snow today too, right?
Blowing. Did we? Snow.
It was super cold.
Very cold. Blowing and crispy.
Yeah, I blame my boss. Yeah, Michelle, if you're listening, I think it's your fault. We got all the snow. She went on a lovely hot holiday, came back, brought the snow.
Yeah.
She must have told someone down there she was from Canada, and they're like, what?
Yeah, take this with you.
Yeah, here. Send you some winter coldness.
Yes.
So thanks.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so, oh boy. So, last couple of weeks we've had our fun drive.
Mm-hmm.
Do we know what our totals are? So, I got some donations from some of the super social workers in my office.
Awesome.
So, we have a total of $70 to add to the pot. That's 2 friends cards.
Yes.
So, big shout out. I just want to give a shout out to Brianne and Sarah Foster and Sarah Hills. And to Emma, who was a guest co-host recently here, thank you all you ladies for your generous donation to ensure that, you know, young people keep this hour of power for, you know, raising their voice and sharing their experience, strength, and hope within the system, about the system, you know, from their heads to our hearts, hopefully, right?
Mm-hmm. Did you say that was 2 Sarahs?
Yeah, there's 2 Sarahs.
Hey, okay.
Yeah. There's 3 Sarahs, actually.
Okay, that...
No, 2 Sarahs that contributed, but there's 3 in our office. So, but anyway, yeah, so it's a good day.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of good things going on. Mm-hmm. We're System Kids, if you don't know. We're from Voices, Manitoba's Youth and Care Network. If you want to pop by the office... You got to take off your boots because Ron don't like the snow in there.
Mm-mm.
Likes to keep that light gray carpet nice and gray. He does not want any stains whatsoever on that carpet. I don't know why he didn't just go with black, but whatever. So Voices Manitoba's Youth and Care, 3rd floor, 61 Juno. You can call anytime, 204-982-4956. This is a... old school telephone. You cannot text this number, just to be clear.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're anywhere in Canada or all over Manitoba, we also have a toll-free number.
So
give us them a call at 1-866-982-4956.
Yes.
If you have any show ideas or issues that you think we should shed light on here in the studio. You know, recently we've been talking about various things, background checks on extended family kinship providers. We've been talking about the issues of foster parents not having an increase in their per diems for the past 20 years. We always talk about different rights. We talk about things that are happening in the news. We love to celebrate young people's accomplishments, especially young people from care when they're graduating or getting their license or just any kind of shout out. We also would love to, you know, promote special activities or events that are happening. There's always lots of great news to share. So if you have any ideas, any questions, concerns, again, send us an email, ask@voices.mb.ca, or hit us up on the socials. We got the Insta at Voices MYICN, or Facebook at Voices MB, or on the X. Mm-hmm. If you like the X, then hit up at Voices MYICN. Sadly, we still do not have the Snapchat, the Chat Snap, or the Talk Tick, TikTok, whatever you want to call it. So I don't know what we don't do Discord. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what Discord is yet. Have you
and
tried
no
this
Twitch.
Discord?
No.
What's Twitch? Is that the video game one?
Yeah. I think it's more for streaming gamers.
And people watching other people play video games. This is
and
just
paying.
As bad.
And paying.
The kids that watch other kids open up toys on YouTube.
Yeah.
Instead of playing with a toy. No. Yeah. They're going to watch on YouTube some kid. No judgment. I don't know. No judgment. I sound kind of judgy. I'm sorry, young people. I'm sorry. Forgive me. All right. And today we have a special guest in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't sure if he was going to make it, so I didn't want to say it and then have to retract it. Mm-hmm. So big shout out. Got Michael Champagne's in the house.
Yes, we're very excited to sit and talk
with
him. I
hope he brought a signed autographed copy of his new book because I want that book. And we're going to tell you all about it. So we'll give him a minute to get settled, and we're going to start with a jam.
You don't want to just finish our...
Oh, we could do an icebreaker with Michael.
Okay, yeah. All right.
We'll do an icebreaker, and I'm going to listen to some classic blues, probably from the most famous blues artist that Winnipeg, Manitoba has. And, so I hope you like. And if you're guessing, do you know who I'm talking about, Marie?
Blues, Manitoba. Nope.
You don't know the blues?
No.
Oh my.
Who are you thinking?
Big Dave McLean, of course.
Oh,
everyone loves Big Dave.
Yeah, no, I am not hip to the local blues scene.
Yeah, I got the blues because it's so cold.
Oh,
my bones,
your toes.
I've been shivering all
your
day.
Your toesies.
All right, so we're going to listen to Trouble No More from Big Dave McLean. So check it out. One sec. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. And here is Trouble No More with Big Dave. Okay, something's happening here. I pressed the wrong button. Of course I pressed the wrong button. Okay. All right, so let me just restart that. Okay. For reals now. For reals, here's Big Dave.
I don't care how long you're gone. Betting that the dice won't pass.
your neighbor. You're the sweetest little girl, but you don't mean to know you. But someday, baby, you ain't gonna trouble.
Listening to CKW 95.9 FM. We have, let's see, Marie, can you just make sure your mic is working?
Is it working? Is it working? Can we work it? Put my thing down, flip it, and reverse it.
Okay, there you are. Yay, Maria's here. And Michael.
Hey.
Mr. Champagne is here, but he didn't bring the bubblies. Where's the bubbly champagne?
It's just me. I am the bubblies.
You are the bubblies.
Yes. We sparkle enough. We're sparkling bubbly. Well, welcome.
Oh, thank you so much for welcoming me. I'm so happy. I love coming to visit System Kids.
Yeah. It's been a minute.
It has been a minute.
I remember the good old days when you had your show here.
I know. It's just a throwback to be back in the CKW studios. And congratulations on your recent fund drive successes.
Thank you. Any thoughts towards coming back and doing another show?
Oh, that's a great idea. Maybe.
Do you have time?
I don't know.
That's a good question. Do you have time in the day?
Be willing, yes. I don't have the time is the question.
Yes, the heart wants to. I don't know if the schedule wants to.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. No, I love coming to bother other people's shows these days.
Yeah.
No, never a bother. Yeah,
that's the best. But speaking of schedules, let's get back onto ours and do our quick check-in for the week. So the check-in question that I found is, what are five quick things that you are grateful for? So our theme for this month is healing and self-love. And part of that
taking
a second to reflect on things that we are grateful for.
Oh, fleck you.
Yeah. So you get to start then, Miss Salty over there.
Oh, okay. Well, they say that, you know, the more we express our gratitude, the more blessings come down, right? So I love to give thanks every day. So this is super easy. So you say quick blessings.
Yeah, quick five.
For health, right? I'm grateful to be alive. Face death one too many times. So grateful to be alive each brand new day. I'm grateful for all the children that have blessed my life that I get to walk with and love and receive love from. I'm grateful to do work that I love so much that it never feels like work. It just feels like a privilege to be entrusted to serve that way. You know, I'm grateful for good TV. I know that sounds sad, but some good Netflix is really good. Mm-hmm. And I'm grateful for you, Maria.
Oh,
I'm grateful for my friends that I've been around for a long time, you know, and love me no matter what, my unconditional friends, right? And even friends like Michael, like I hardly ever see him, but the love is true and pure and authentic, you know, even though it's like maybe once or twice a year, but you know, those are real hugs again, not like no fake tappy hug, you know?
From the heart.
Michael gives good love.
That's right.
I appreciate.
So, yeah.
That's it.
That's awesome. Do you want to go next?
Sure. So five things I'm grateful for. Oh, my goodness. Well, I am grateful for libraries. I think that'll be my first one that I'm grateful for.
One of my favorite places.
Absolutely love libraries. And I guess by extension, librarians as well. I'm going to count those both as one.
Okay.
So libraries and librarians. Grateful for them. I am grateful for artists. There are artists that are so gifted out there, like the beautiful jazz we just got to vibe out to. Mm-hmm. And I know there are a lot of folks probably listening that are gifted musicians, mm-hmm. Drawers and whatnot as well. So I'm grateful for the artists. Mm-hmm. I am grateful for animals. Mm-hmm. I'm grateful for our pets and the birds and the whales. And I had a really in-depth conversation today about sturgeon, which are like dinosaur fish. And there's actual First Nations teachings around it too.
Wow.
So grateful for the animals. And I'm grateful for trees. Love me a good tree. Uh-huh. Like, just, you know, I just love spending time with nature and connecting with trees. And, you know, I have a special tree just outside of my house. I call it my offering tree. Mm-hmm. Even though it's just a random tree in the middle of the North End, it's the tree where I will go and offer tobacco or offer prayers sometimes at. And, you know, maybe people think I'm a random person just on the street in the middle of the North End, you know, kind of crouching at the bottom of a tree for a few minutes. But for me, I'm super grateful for that nature and the trees.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was five.
That's great. Good. I too am a Wolseley girl. I've loved the trees.
Yes.
Trees are amazing.
Yeah.
How about you, Maria?
I am thankful for community. So, like, this past weekend, I got a chance to spend time with an artist and her community because she was hosting a wellness afternoon for a small group, and she just reminded us of the importance of taking a step out of the everyday and rest. Mm-hmm. So thankful for community, thankful for I'm thankful that although I am old, I still have some bounce, because yesterday I slipped on ice that was hidden under the snow. Ooh. Like walking from my back door to the vehicle. So it wasn't thankfully out in public, but I did watch the security camera later and had a very good laugh because,
oh my goodness,
it was hard to get back up. There was like a pool of ice under the snow and I just couldn't find any traction. So I'm thankful also for laughter and for humor and being able to laugh at myself rather than lay there. Nobody loves me. I'm going to stay in the snow. It was easier to just laugh it out.
I'm thankful you're okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure it would have been a very different story if I didn't have that bounce.
Yeah.
And what else am I thankful for? I am thankful for I'm thankful for the young people that I get to work with as well, that Voices. Mm. Like, we have leadership tomorrow and just going with the girls to Toronto. I've met so many young people in different phases of their journey, and I'm so thankful that they allow me to walk alongside. And even if I can't walk alongside, at least we get to share a hug and some tea and a little chat once in a while. And last but not least, I'm thankful for my grandbaby nephew, or my grandbaby Emerson. I FaceTime messaged his daddy over the weekend and nobody answered, but somehow Emerson figured out how to swipe it, so it called me back. So I got to have a amazing 10-minute conversation with the forehead.
Probably your favorite forehead.
My favorite forehead, and his little eyebrow, and every once in a while, that's about all he could say.
Aww.
So lots to be thankful for.
That's so great. All right. So, as you mentioned, leadership's still on tomorrow.
Yes.
If you want to know more about that, give Maria a call and sign up. There's also tickets available for Manitoba Moose. Also, call Marie or ask at voices.mb.ca for Moose versus Texas, March 2nd at 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Scholars Nights coming up March 12th at 6:30. And the big event, that's coming up is
the 10th annual Earl Cook Classic, which is our celebration of the life of Earl Cook, a young man from Kerr who passed away from the effects of cancer back in 2011. So we use this annual event to remember his life and his spirit and his tenacity, but also to celebrate and honor the lives of our other brothers and sisters in and from Kerr who have passed away in recent years.
Yeah, and recently, unfortunately, in the last month, we've lost two.
Yeah.
Two, very tragically.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I'll be there, and I will be singing.
Yeah.
So, you know, if this voice is good enough for our prime minister, it's good enough for you, too. Just saying, you come out, even if you don't want to play the hockey, you can come and be a cheerleader on the side.
Yes. Yes. Okay. We need everybody.
Okay.
I'm a professional audience member, so hey. I'll be there cheering loud.
Right.
Excellent.
On.
Excellent.
So we need cheering the young people. 9 years undefeated. Mm-hmm. So we got to keep that record rolling.
Absolutely. And I just want you, it's not, you know, directly voices related, but it is part of the youth and care community. Futures Forward is hiring. They're hiring a new program manager, and the deadline for that is tomorrow. Oh. And they're hiring a new post-secondary education advisor, and the deadline for that is Friday, March 1st. So you can find information about those two positions on yesmb.ca/about or on the Futures Forward Instagram bio. They have a link tree. If you go to that, that's like the easiest way to find the job postings.
Nice. And if you want to work at Voices, submit a resume to Marie, because I believe you're still hiring, right?
We will be hiring. The posting hasn't gone out yet, but it should be out by the end of this week. So yes, if you would like to join the Voices team as an employee, then please do keep an eye on our website. We're hiring for the two full-time permanent positions, but in a couple weeks we will also be hiring for our summer positions, which are open to young people as young as, I think, 14 or 16.
Right.
Through Urban Green Team and Métis Summer Employment. So
nice.
Yeah, so there's something for everybody, whether you're seasoned and you want to help us continue growing, or you're young and you just want to get your foot in the door, join the team.
Yes, definitely. Speaking from experience, it's a good place to be, a good place to work.
And if you're one of the people listening right now that's like, oh, I would love to work there, but I could never... Just apply.
Exactly.
Just apply. I promise you it's the friendliest interview you'll ever have. It'll build your skills up. It gives you the practice of getting your resume up and applying. And I promise you'll get good feedback. This is one of the best places you could ever want to work. So don't be shy and just apply.
There you go. Love that. Don't be shy. Just apply. And remember, all the training that you need for this role will be 100% provided.
Yes.
You will not be just thrown into the wild and say, good luck.
You know,
you are supported every step of the way.
Yes.
All right. Let's dig into Rights Highlight. We've got like 5 minutes for that, and then like 5 minutes for Child Welfare in the News, and then we're going to listen to my boyfriend Colin James' song, and then we give the flow to Michael. All right. So, UNCRC, Rights of the Child. This week we're looking at Article 39. If you have been abused, cruelly treated, or affected by war, you should be given special care to help you recover. Why is this right important, and how does it impact youth in care, especially Marie? Or Michael?
Yeah, Michael, you go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Give it to us.
All right. Well, children and young people have the right to recover from difficult things that have happened to them. They can expect to receive the help that allows them to do so. This includes help for survivors of all forms of violence. The government is the duty bearer, and that means that it must take all measures to promote physical and psychological recovery and social reintegration of any child who has been a victim of neglect, exploitation, abuse, torture, cruel treatment, etc. This recovery and reintegration must take place in spaces that foster the health, self-respect, and dignity of the child.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. And for young people in and from care, this obviously just speaks to the right and the entitlement to get that those healing opportunities. And I think the community of helpers have done really great at coming at therapy and help from different ways and different platforms. So for not just it's not just the standard traditional therapy that is being offered, although that's great. You know, there's things like art therapy for young kids and action therapy for teen kids that, you know, maybe need the counsel while doing action, maybe helping in community, like with Bear Clan, or, you know, doing the walks, or just doing cultural, you know, ceremonies, or maybe going to the gym or getting their nails did, whatever. There's lots of different forms of therapy that, you know, the helpers can connect young people with to, you know, get them started on their healing journey. But at the same time, we must recognize that not all young people are ready to dig and start, you know, consciously trying to heal. That sometimes the best healing for young people with trauma and, you know, from abuse or neglect, exploitation, is stability. It's roots, right? It's they need to find a home, right? And feel stable and secure, and then start picking at that scab. But, you know,
but don't pick at the scab.
We got to let the, sometimes we need to let the wound scab over for a bit. And not, it's not on our time. Like, everyone, I believe, has their own divine time to start dealing with it. I mean, there are signs when young people really need to deal with it, and we see, and they may be in denial. That's different. You know, if we see like addiction starting to unfold, or, you know, hanging out with the wrong people at the wrong places at the wrong time, you know, like, we can decipher those needs behind those kind of behaviors. But the danger of forcing therapy on young people before they're ready is so detrimental, because then, you know, we can, they can be prejudiced from help forever.
Yeah.
If we, you know, make them swallow that before they're ready to
before
walk,
they're ready.
Before they're willing.
Yeah. I think, like you said, I think the most important thing is making sure that there is a menu of options available.
Yeah.
If it's art, if it's talk, if it's sport, if it's dance, if it's quiet, like, choose what works best for you, and let your helpers know, let your adults know what you want to do when you're ready to talk. Just make sure you make your voice heard.
And keep offering that menu, right? So that's good. All right, I think we nailed that.
Yeah, and young people, remember, all of your rights are interconnected, and if you can't remember all 42 rights under the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child, remember your four B's. You have the right to be healthy, be safe, be heard, be yourself, and if one of those B's is not feeling too well, reach out and ask for help. You are your own best advocate.
Yeah, and who do you reach out to? A trusted adult, right? Someone in your school. You can call Voices. You can call your social worker, your favorite youth care worker. You can call our friends at the Manitoba Advocate for Children and Youth. You can call Kids Help Phone. You can call the Huddle. You can call the Hub. There's no shortage of places of people that are there and are just feel so honored to be entrusted to be a safe space for you. It's really an honor for them. It's not, you know, an imposition whatsoever. You matter, your voice matters, and, you know, we all need to be heard, and that's okay.
Yes.
Okay? Okay? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So now we like to get into community connection, but before we do, last couple of weeks, our community connection, we've just been tooting the horn of all the amazing things, CKUW, all the amazing shows that are here and opportunities. And I'm just wondering, do we know so far what our show total is? $1,440. That's good.
Yeah, plus the 70 that you
plus the 70. Okay, so 1510.
Yeah.
I like it.
That is, I think, our show record.
Show record.
Nice.
Congratulations, thank everybody. You. That's fantastic.
Thank you so much to our community partners. And let me shout you out by name, because the list isn't too big, so it won't take too long. Gindin Weeb and Siegel Law, Caitlin, Jennifer, Connor, Marietta, Brianne, Emma, Sarah, and Sarah the Second. Thank you so much for supporting community-driven radio, supporting the voices of young people in and from care, supporting our Hour of Power. We really appreciate your support.
Yes, and thank you in advance for those contributions that are yet to come that I'm creatively visualizing, doing, using the power of like secret.
Because it's never too late to donate to CKUW. You can still make donations at fundrive.ckuw.ca. There's even an e-transfer option, so all your excuses have been removed. So remember to include your name and System Kids in the memo so we can add it to our historic total and make it even more historic.
Hey-o.
Awesome. Okay. Do you want to? All right. So back to Community Connection, or should we just hop on to Child Welfare in the News?
Well, our Community Connection this week is really quick because I didn't have a chance to actually speak to Brandy. I called, but I didn't get a hold of her. So there's just been a post circulating on Facebook, on social media, that White Buffalo Lodge has space available for any young women in and from care, whether you're female identifying or Two-Spirit youth in and from care, ages 18 to 26. This home is a shared living space, so you must be able to live with others in a shared environment and be willing to work on your own goals and supports. So they have space available. If you want to ask questions, you can call Brandy at 204-560-8240. And of course, if you didn't catch that number or you want her email address, just reach out to us at Voices and we'll get you that information.
Great.
Can I make a North End announcement? That's a community connection.
Yes, yes.
So if anybody here wants to go back to school, R.B. Russell in the North End is having their open house and career fair tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
February 28th at 364 Dufferin Avenue, just at the bottom of the Salter Bridge, 3 o'clock p.m. until 7 o'clock p.m. And so they have academics, athletics, arts, career education. There's a high school apprenticeship program, high school vocational options, post-high school vocational options, work experience, and so much more that I'm not just going to read out every single thing, but there's so much stuff there, including very specific vocational programs. If you have thought about wanting to go back to school, again, please go to R.B. Russell. The educators over there would really be able to help you get your journey, your educational journey back on track.
Yes.
And it's never too late. No judgment. Let's get that education. Let's get that diploma. Because
exactly.
I want to celebrate all the North End graduates every year. So I would love also to celebrate you. So let's get to R.B. Russell tomorrow for the open house starting at 3.
Okay. I might have to pop by. I'm a big fan of R.B. Russell. I've been working with them recently, for a young person. And they're so amazing, so supportive. And
they have way more supports than I just listed in the school for students. Like, it's, I promise you will not be.
Their cooking program is really good. Their food is yummy there.
Yes. Just even so if you just go to eat.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
Just go for the snacks.
Can you go like any time to use their cafeteria or just
events? I feel like it's mostly for students, but there are moments.
I'm telling you. It's probably one of the best bannocks I ever had was there.
Yeah.
All right.
Awesome.
Let's dig into the news.
Yeah. So the article that I found for this week is a fairly long one. So I know we won't have time to go through the whole thing, but there are some themes that were easier to pull out.
Okay.
And we can talk about it a little bit. So
the article is found for CBC News, posted February 22nd online, I'm guessing?
Yes.
So what is the article, and tell us about it.
So the article was called "He Felt Abandoned in Manitoba's Emergency Shelters. Here's What He Says Needs to Change in Child Welfare." And it's featuring an alumni of care named Joshua Nepinak. And this article was actually sent, he's 23 years old. This article was sent to me by one of our alumni, Drew.
Wow.
Yeah, he read it and he was like, look at this. And he shared some of his thoughts about what he read. So the first thing I want to say is this is a good reminder to be careful of the stigma that can be unintentionally perpetuated by what we read in the media. When you read this article, if you're not well-versed in child welfare, you might get the mistaken idea that all kids who live in group homes are going to be violent, or kids who are in foster care are going to try to get you with a knife. That is not the case. They are talking about specific young people dealing with specific challenges. So please don't take the experiences of one young person and paint all of the foster care community with that brush. So basically, Joshua is sharing his experience of living in emergency placement resource shelters, and his experience wasn't the most positive. During his teen years, he moved to about 24 different EPR shelters, and many of them weren't staffed by folks who were very well versed in like teen
English?
Psychology. Yeah, they were maybe newcomers and just needed a job, so not necessarily well trained. To be able to take care of some of the higher needs that are coming into these emergency placements. He says most of the time he felt so uncomfortable that he would keep running away. He would run to his grandparents' house after reconnecting with them while he was in care. But while he felt safe there, the system took longer to catch up with him. So to me, that just points to that need to, again, for the system to recognize kinship opportunities or opportunities to involve community. If a young person is expressing that these are safe people in my life, how can we nurture that so that they have a safe, stable place to run to or to be safe or to stay in? Can those grandparents be a place of safety? Is that an option rather than having him in an EPR that he keeps running away from?
Right. And because he keeps running away, he loses his bed and then has to go to a different EPR. So because it's emergency, you know, meant for not longer than 30 days, right. Max 90 days. But if a young person doesn't come back,
kind of starts over again.
Bed gets given to another person in need of an emergency bed.
Mm-hmm. And actually, he mentions something similar. Sherry Gott, our children's advocate, mentions it. Mm-hmm. And Jamie, a foster parent, also mentions it. And they all talk about how people involved in child welfare say the province's strained system is leaning too heavily on these EPRs, putting vulnerable kids at risk as they grow up in shelters with little supervision from undertrained workers.
Yeah. So they said that like 10 years ago about hotels.
They talk about hotels in here too. We go from one to the other.
But that is like the last resort is EPRs. I don't know any workers that, that their goal is to put a young person in EPR. They look everywhere, including family and kinship.
Yeah.
I could see as a community, it's very easy to look from the outside in and say, like, again, the province is leaning on these shelters. But you know what? This system needs more community to step up. We need the village.
Yeah.
We need more families, not just to open up their doors, but to open up their hearts to young people. And like also going back to what Jamie said, like let's look at increasing per diems. There hasn't been a raise in 20 years. So people can't afford to become foster families or kinship families
and especially
forever,
especially
families, which is what we'd like,
right? And especially not just the space but also the training, especially definitely post-COVID, more and more young people are contending with mental health and anxiety and all of these things. So there is a definite need for well-trained, well-supported and well-resourced staffed and foster parents.
Oh, 100%.
And also funding needs to be made available for young people to be put in homes and programs that meet their needs. So they were talking about the young lady just last month who was either last month or month before, who was stabbed downtown, the girl's social worker told court she hadn't been able to get funding for the kind of specialized placement needed for that young lady who struggled with serious addiction, ran away from foster homes, and was waiting to be assessed for fetal alcohol spectrum disorder. The worker told the court if something didn't materialize within the next few hours, the girl would be sent to an emergency shelter. So there needs to be more on both sides, more willing hearts, but also more commitment from whoever's holding the purse to invest in kids in care.
Okay.
Yeah, so the article goes on. There's a lot more. But at the end of it all, I love that Joshua talks about it can't just be you. We always talk about it takes a village.
Yeah.
So help youth in care develop their personal networks of support from the minute they come into care. Like, who are other people who could form a network of support who can help this young person find healing and wholeness and develop their identity in a web of safety.
Right.
You know, in a circle of support, so that it's just
right. And that circle of support does not just like need to be like direct blood relatives to be considered a kinship provider, to be kinship caregiver, right? Like, could be maybe mom's best friend from high school who they drifted apart, and you know, mom's best friend is doing well and has room and space in her heart and in her home to welcome another young person, right? If you're listening and you're worried about a kid right now, look them up. Call the agency. See if you can get in that kid's life. It doesn't have to be, you know, haven't seen this kid in 3 years, going to move them in tomorrow. It could be a gradual reintroduction, start developing a bond and connection with that kid. Visit once a week or once every 2 weeks and see how you guys click, right? We can't just be dropping off kids at a new placement, whether they know them or not, and expect success. We need to ease kids in through that change, right?
And also ease those potential caregivers into
to be
their
ready
role,
to help build their capacity to meet those needs, right? Because they can be very complex. I don't know, in terms of the funding for specialized placement, I have never encountered an issue with not being able to get the funding.
It's but the placement. That's because you know how to say what you need to say.
I know how to sell it.
So we just, now we need a cloning machine so we can clone you as an advocate for each family that needs it.
Because you got that one young person into that private recovery center. You got another young person to be able to do a really important family visit. Like, some people really know how to advocate and where to find those resources. And it could be that either some social workers are really new and maybe not familiar with how to navigate the system yet. Well, some, unfortunately, are quite burnt out and don't want to navigate the system.
You know what else is the issue? Is that a lot of these specialized program placements, they say they're so specialized and they have all these capacities to charge like hundreds and hundreds of dollars of a per diem per day. And then they have like zero tolerance or forgiveness for these kids
that
display, you know, a complicated behavior one day, right? Kid has one temper tantrum and it's, bye-bye now. You know, there's no, like, timeout for the kid.
Where are the restorative practices?
Right?
Where are the opportunities for making amends? Where's the opportunity for learning and lessons?
Yeah,
right?
For failing
behavior, like a behavior contract or something, a 1, 2, 3 strike, you're out. No, this is a one strike, bye-bye. Yeah. So, you know, and these are, like, really not cheap specialized placements. There's a shortage of specialized homes.
Yeah.
There really is.
Yeah.
So we need more.
We need you, community. We need you, listeners. So this article is long and has a lot of really interesting things to learn from. Please check it out. If you want to have the link, just send me an email. We can send you a link. But we're going to take a quick musical break, and then we're going to just spend some time listening to...
I'm all heated. Marie's got me all worked up. I need to cool down with some Colin James.
Yes.
Anyway, but before we do that. Well, okay, need to cool down. Go outside. It's cold out there. It's minus 18. Just a quick weather break. Minus 18, dropping to minus 37 overnight.
What?
Holy crap. But tomorrow, I will. Tomorrow is going to warm up to minus 18. Tonight, yeah, minus 30 tonight. With wind, will be minus 37, minus 18, but supposed to warm up to minus 2 on Thursday.
Lies.
Partially sunny. Lies. And we're going to have a bright, sunshiny day March 1st, and it'll be up to plus 3.
Okay.
And the groundhog will not see their shadow on March 1st.
You know what, Jaina? I'm wondering, would it be okay if we let Colin James sing us out and we just spend some time learning about Michael and his adventures, since we're just getting short on time?
Okay.
Would that be all right? And then Colin James can sing us out for the evening. But we just want to make sure that we soak up every moment we can with you, Michael. And I know you are like a really well-known and well-loved community activist. But for the listeners who may not be familiar with you, would you mind introducing yourself?
Certainly. My name is Michael Redhead Champagne. I'm a lifelong North Ender. I myself went through the child welfare system and was adopted. I have family from Shamattawa First Nation. That's why I'm Michael Redhead. And then the Champagne is my adopted family, which once upon a time was an emergency foster placement that couldn't get rid of me.
That's right.
So now I am a community helper, a public speaker, and as of January 30th of this year, a published author with my very first children's book released out into the world, published by High Water Press, and illustrated by Tiff Bartel, talking about a message that's super important to my heart, and with a title that I think is pretty self-explanatory, called We Need Everyone.
How did you get here? How did you get from being a young person in an emergency care situation to now a published author and speaker?
Well, do I have to answer in a British accent?
Yes.
Fred Penner to endorse this book. Fred, oh my goodness.
Fred Penner did endorse the book. Thank you, Fred. Sending all my love to Fred Penner and all of the folks that endorsed this book.
Beautiful.
It's quite magical. All of the support that I've been seeing. And of course, it was released just in time for I Love to Read Month, which made it so fun. I've been able to skip around to a bunch of childcare centers and elementary schools in the North End and beyond. So that's been really great. But like for me, I think like a lot of young people that are in care or even folks that work with youth in care, we get frustrated a lot. We get frustrated when we see the system. We get frustrated when we see the impacts that the system has on young people, where they question themselves. They question themselves and they think that they don't possess talents and gifts and abilities. And I think too often I would see young people in the child welfare system that had similar experiences to mine and similar experiences to folks in the North End. Feel like they don't have anything to offer the world. And meanwhile, when I'm watching these people, even though some of them are getting into the trouble, I see great communication skills. Yeah. I see creativity. I see artists. I see leaders. I see people that have great physical prowess. I see people that are good networkers. I see people that are able to navigate complicated systems and difficult situations, and also, you know, reach across and help their friends do the same thing. Like, I see the skills that youth in care bring to the table, and too often I feel like the rest of the world doesn't see what the three of us see so easily when we look at our young people. When we look at the young people that we work with, their gifts are like a giant neon sign floating above their head, and sometimes they have like 10 neon signs above their head because these kids are so talented. And it's just wild for me to think that as they go into sometimes the school system or employment or their adult lives,
someone's just turning off each electric light.
People are saying like, oh, you don't have a gift. And like, you know, it really impacts the mental health and wellness. And so this is a kid's book. And I wanted it to be for kids because we don't got no time to waste. We don't got no time to waste for people despairing in childhood. I don't want no kids to feel like they're not good at anything ever. So that's why we start at two. When people even start thinking and talking and those types of things, that's the time to start sharing with kids about what are their gifts, what are their interests. And also, know, just making sure, like, one thing that I always, this one thing I always like to share is that this is based off an activity that I do sometimes when I'm doing public speaking, but it's often a helpful tool for people that are working with youth that often say this thing: I'm bored. Has anyone ever heard a young person say, I'm bored?
Never.
Never, right? So when young people say they're bored, or if a young person expresses to you that they feel like they're not good at something, or like sometimes they say this, I'm not good at anything. Mm-hmm. And they believe it when they say it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's important for us as the people who love those young people to give them a little 1-2-3 step process that they can follow on how to find their gift. Why don't we do the gift activity right now together?
Yeah, that would be
why
great.
Why don't we do that?
Okay,
so if you're listening right now and you want to participate too, you can just do it in your head or you can write it down. So step one, all right, is you have to think of three things that you like doing, all right? So I'll use myself quickly as an example. I'll use the examples that I put in the book. I like reading, I like talking, and I like doing cartwheels. So that's step one. So let's do step one. Who wants to go first?
Three things that we like to do?
Three things you like doing.
Okay. Do you know what you want to do?
I like singing, shopping, and I would say talking as well.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Thank you. Marie?
I like listening to music, cooking, and reading.
And reading. Okay, great. Congratulations. We have all completed step one. Round of applause for all of us.
Yay!
All right, step two. Now we have to pick something from our list that we're actually good at.
Okay.
All of them.
Well, and maybe it is all of them. But for me, I'm actually bad at cartwheels, even though I like to do them. I like to throw my little self around. But my gift probably would be talking or reading, I would say. Those would be my gifts. So that's the one that I pick, talking.
Nice.
Which one would you pick?
Marie?
I think I said reading, music, and cooking.
Yeah.
My cooking is quite experimental, doesn't always win. Reading, definitely listening to music is probably what I do best.
Okay. And playing and singing. She's very musically gifted. Yeah.
Yes.
Don't be shy.
Okay. Which one did you pick?
I don't know. Maybe I have the gift of gab. Maybe I can sing a tune or two. Depends.
Okay, well, you picked at least one, though, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So now that we've picked at least one, step three is practice and share. If you feel like you're bored, if you feel like you're not good at something, I want you to do your gift. I want you to practice your gift. So if you're somebody who loves listening to music, if that's your gift, when you don't feel good about yourself or when you feel bored, I just want you to go listen to some music. Do you think you can handle that?
Oh, yes.
And when you're not feeling good and you feel maybe bored or not well, I want you to go and I want you to go talk to yourself.
Okay, I'd rather go shopping.
Okay, fine. Okay. Okay, fine. All right. Go shopping, right? That's what I want you to do.
I will tell my husband that just, you endorse that
even
message,
if it's,
so thank you.
Okay, asterisk, even if it's just window shopping?
Yes.
Asterisk, I know. I'm sorry about that.
Catalog shopping.
Yeah. So
no, this is so good.
Yeah.
What a great teaching.
Well, and
I've
also
never
there's a free
thought
teacher's
of it that way. This is like a beautiful, you know, just strategy for engaging with our young people, even our teenagers, not just our littles. I can, you know, pass this on to a few of my teenagers, even young adults that, you know.
Even adults.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
And this is so good. And, you know, I just wanted to quickly say, like, I don't know about you, but I had a phase in my youth where I was quite wild and unruly. And yet today I'm doing well, right? As opposed to what this article says. I don't know about you. Did you ever have a badass phase, Michael?
I'm pretty goody-goody.
Were you a goody-goody your whole life?
I'm just boring.
You weren't? Really? You didn't break the rules at 14, 15? You never went AWOL?
Well, I broke the rules in like weird ways where they're like, oh yeah, you're not allowed to skip classes and, you know, go into the staff room at school and, you know, photocopy things. You're a student. And I'm like, psh. Here I go. So, I mean, you know, it wasn't unruly in the, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just, you know, Michael version.
Okay. Yeah. So, my point was that, you know, this these articles like this make it seem like, you know, the restraints and limitations of the system are just producing, you know, troubled kids, broken kids. And the fact is that these kids are not broken. They're not trauma. They just need healing and love and stability. I'm a proven example that with a little love and stability, I was able to redirect my life and live in a good way.
Yeah.
And we know so many young people that are now lawyers, they're doctors, they have their PhD.
They're authors.
They're nurses, they're authors, right? Like, you know, every day there's hope for
every
a young person. Please do not lose hope and give up on our kids.
And like we talked about last week, like, and, you know, I never really understood the power of affirmations, like the thought of repeating something to yourself every day until you believe it. But I tried it this January, and it really affected the way I thought about myself. So, kids, I want you to, or young people, my young leaders, little brothers and sisters, just remember, repeat to yourself, you are more than what you've experienced in your past. You deserve life. Like, however you want to phrase that, I deserve life. I deserve joy. I deserve to write a book. Whatever you want to say, repeat it to yourself every morning and start to believe the truth about yourself, that you are chock full of power and potential. And we need you, just like the title of Michael's book. We need everyone to grow and develop to their best potential and help create a beautiful community.
This is a beautiful book. Gorgeous hardcover. Beautiful illustration. The art is beautiful.
The illustrations are by Tiff Bartel, who is a Winnipeg artist.
Wow.
She was pregnant when she did all of these beautiful illustrations, and you can just feel the maternal love when you're looking at it.
Yes.
And there's also a free teacher's guide available if we have any educators listening.
Awesome.
So there's a free teacher's guide available. Just do We Need Everyone Teacher's Guide into Google. It's the first one that pops up there. And please bring We Need Everyone into your classroom if you think it's helpful.
Can you read? So there was one point that you were teasing us about, because when you came in, we were talking about Twitter and Snapchat and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Can you read that page?
I have an excerpt.
I have an excerpt.
All right. So if you were listening earlier, you heard the conversation like I did about how, what is Discord? What is TikTok? I don't know what a chat snap is. It got me to thinking of who possibly could help us with such a situation.
Mm-hmm.
And how convenient, I have a page in the book here that I think solves our problem.
Yeah. Okay.
So allow me to do a quick reading here of this page. Here it is. We need gamers.
Oh.
Gamers strategize and respond to challenges with determination and endurance. You know how to organize teams and when to take risks. You imagine new approaches to old problems. Gamers help us get to the next level and overcome our challenges so we can find success no matter how many times we have to try.
Nice.
Oh, I just got total tingles.
That's a solid argument. I hope my son wasn't listening. That's like a solid argument of, Mom, please, can I play another round of Fortnite because of this? It's going to help me develop this strategy, blah, blah, blah.
It's helping me share my gift.
Yeah. Helping me share my gift, Mom.
Yeah.
Awesome. Oh, my goodness. So where can we find this lovely book, Michael?
It's available at the McNally's. A number of local bookstores have it. So it's at McNally Robinson. Last week, actually, I was able to make it to number one on the McNally Kids.
Oh,
so that was like literally
congrats.
My dream come true.
Oh my goodness.
So yeah, it's also available in all the places online. And it will be available in America, in the USA, in May.
Ooh.
So I'm looking forward to connect with, you know, folks in the USA as well. And what some random little kid from Shamattawa came from CFS doing, thinking he can release a book and then
go gallivanting
around America. I know what it is. I'm just dreaming, because that's exactly what we can do if we happen to have those experiences. And as a matter of fact, those experiences make your story and your gifts even more important for others to see, so that they know that they can shine brightly too.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Shine bright like a diamond.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, fabulous show. Oh, my goodness.
Happy I Love to Read Month. Yes. Thank you for having me.
Yes.
Love to Read Month. Happy Love Yourself Month.
Mm-hmm.
Happy
yes.
Winter. I think today is also the International Day of Polar Bears.
Oh, yes.
Sending
happy
Polar Bear Day.
And let me just say, of course, Happy Black History Month.
Yes.
To my younger brothers, sisters in care who are Black and Afro-Indigenous, especially Elise Marie and Ioana Shalom. Congratulations on winning the Power Up Conference. I hope that you really enjoy the Power Up Conference in Ontario next weekend.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Well, I can't wait to hear all about it next Tuesday.
Yeah.
Hopefully you can encourage one of them to come to
yes.
studio to share their experience
yes.
and, you know, conferences where young people get to care and share and listen and learn is... It's truly mind-blowing, perspective-changing, and just forever life-changing,
yes,
really. So
yeah.
Way to go, girls. Excited for you. Wish
mm-hmm.
I could roll with you, but I know you'll be taken care of lovely by Marie.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, and Michael, thank you so much for joining our show today.
Is your boyfriend Colin James going to sing us out?
No, we don't have time now. Colin, he's going to have to wait.
Okay.
So he's not.